I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 Nashville Public Radio. Members of the Nashville Concerto Orchestra are in studio today, for one work only, and it's a great concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach, the violin concerto in A minor, BWV 1041. And let's just start with the first movement. We'll introduce people later on. We have on, the solo violinist or the soloist is Zach Casebolt. On violin as well, we have David Davidson and Caitlin Westergaard. Chris Wilkinson plays viola. Larissa Maestro plays cello. And David Bender, double bass.
Thank you.
That's music of Johann Sebastian Bach live in Studio C, the first movement of the Violin Concerto in A Minor, BWV 1041, played by members of the Nashville Concerto Orchestra. Zach Casebolt played solo the part, David Davidson, Caitlin Westergaard, Chris Wilkinson, Larissa Maestro, and David Bender. And I forgot to mention Roger Wiesmeyer, who is the spark plug for this Nashville Concerto Orchestra, was playing piano continuo. Roger, good to see you again. Tell us about the Nashville. Before we hear the rest of this concerto, we're going to deconstruct it a bit today. So we'll go with Roger talking about this Nashville Concerto Orchestra. What kind of thing is that?
Well, thanks for having us, Will. The Nashville Concerto Orchestra, actually, the model for it existed in San Francisco when I lived there in my 20s and 30s. There was a pianist who was a terrific musician, but he hadn't ever won a competition or studied with a big-name teacher or went to a big school, and he wanted to play a concerto with an orchestra and quickly realized if he didn't do it himself, it wasn't going to happen. And San Francisco is fortunate in many ways, but they have three very big orchestras and lots of smaller orchestras and lots of amateurs and lots of students. And he figured, you know, if we make a model where everybody contributes, nobody gets paid, and if you play four concerts, then you will get an opportunity to either play a concerto with the orchestra, conduct them, or have them play a piece of music that you wrote. And fortunately, most people don't want to play concerto. Most people just want to play because they love music. But for those of us that want to play concertos, it was a really terrific thing, a great opportunity.
So you started this, right?
Well, I didn't start it in San Francisco,
but here in Nashville,
I was backstage with our cellist today, Larissa Maestro, and we were kind of talking about this, and I said, wouldn't it be really cool to do it here? And I said, but, you know, getting fiddle players is always really, really mm-hmm. hard. I mean, violinists. And so she said, oh, I can get you violinists. So
lots of violinists in Nashville.
I said, let's go.
And there's an occasion around this particular piece of music, right?
Yes, we have a concert coming up this Saturday, June 25th at noon at Edgehill United Methodist. Did I mention at noon? I did. And this is one of the pieces that will be featured on the concert, along with Michael Samus, another favorite of Live in Studio C. We'll be playing the Haydn D major cello concerto, and Gil Perel, our contrabassoonist at work, will be playing the Vivaldi E minor bassoon concerto.
Well, wonderful. Let's hear this beautiful second movement of this Violin Concerto in A minor of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
one of the most beautiful slow movements in all of Bach's music, I think. The second movement of the Violin Concerto in A minor at BWV 1041, played by Zach Casebolt and members of the Nashville Concerto Orchestra, David Davidson, Caitlin Westergaard, Chris Wilkinson, Larissa Maestro, and David Bender, live in Studio C. Roger Wiesmeyer has brought these members of the National Concerto Orchestra together today for Live in Studio C, and Zach is going to talk about his cadenzas he's written for this piece. First of all, I guess a cadenza is a little opportunity for a concerto soloist to bring a little something special and individual to a concerto. Zach, what about yours?
Well, so this is a bit of a combination of some stuff I'm going to improvise and a kind of rare cadenza I found by Helmsberger from, when I was in high school, I went to this arts high school, and my violin teacher at the time just found this one day, and he said, you should try this, and I tried it, and it was crazy. And so it's sort of hints on, all three of the movements. It happens in the middle of the third movement, but back in the day when concertos were sort of the form of popular music, I mean, that was sort of the moment when a soloist could speak his mind, I guess, about what he was playing. And I think one of the great things about Bach is that even in a situation like this where there's a violin concerto and the violin is obviously the soloist, it's not egoistic. Like, you don't play Bach to stand out as a star. I mean, like, even the solo part blends perfectly with all of its backup parts, and what it does is it serves to create something greater than itself. But we'll have a little fun in the cadenza. So.
Well, this is the final movement of the Concerto in A minor by Bach, Zach Casebolt, with members of the Nashville Concerto Orchestra live in Studio C. Thank you. the third and final movement of the Violin Concerto in A Minor, BWV 1041, played live in Studio C by Zach Casebolt, who was also interpolating a cadenza by Helmsberger, was that right? And a bit by himself as well. Zach Casebolt, along with members of the Nashville Concerto Orchestra today. David Davidson and Caitlin Westergaard play violins. Chris Wilkinson, viola. Larissa Maestro, cello. And David Bender on double bass, along with Roger Wiesmeyer, who is spark-plugging this National Concerto Orchestra movement, if you want to call it that.
Roger, I'm going to take that away with me. That's an awesome word.
Roger, tell us again about the upcoming concert.
The upcoming concert is on this Saturday, June 25th, at Edge Hill United Methodist at noon.
Noon.
And come and hear your friends and neighbors play music and love it a lot.
A concerto by Haydn, is a cello concerto by Haydn as well, with Michael Sammis taking the solo part. Thank you all today for this program. Very nice.
Thanks, Will.
Okay. I'm Will Griffin. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1. Up next week, double bassist Kevin Jablonski is here with pianist Robert Marler for Music Live in Studio C.